A very good morning to you all and welcome to day 8 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 4:14-16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Are you sometimes timid or lack the confidence when you come to God in prayer with your needs and the things that beset you in this world of change and decay? Is your faith in God weak because you feel overwhelmed by the challenges that you daily face? Here is an encouragement for us to hold firmly to the faith we profess, because Jesus Christ knows everything about us and our world, and is willing and able to help us. The writer to the Hebrews calls Jesus a great high priest. High priests in the ancient past played the role of intermediaries, offering sacrifices for the appeasement of the gods and the sins of the people. They stood in the gap between God and the people. But the high priesthood of Jesus is made more significant by the fact that he ascended into heaven after living on earth, and therefore knows both worlds so well. In every respect, he has been tested as we are, yet without sin. In Jesus Christ, we have a high priest who is empathetic with our struggles because he has lived them. This makes Jesus Christ both our great high priest and our great intercessor. And not only did Jesus make it possible for us to approach God, he invites us to approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Dear friends, at a time when our world continues to experience a great deal of suffering and death, it is likely that we can relate to this beautiful passage so well. Think of the devastating effects of the war in Ukraine, both in terms of the loss of human life and the destruction of property. Think of the continuous war in Anglophone Cameroon, with the most recent killings of state administrators in Ekondo Titi and of His Royal Highness the Fon of Isu and his wife last night as they headed back home after the coronation of His Royal Highness the Fon of Wei. And then there are our own individual problems at home and at work, in our relationships and the conduct of our affairs. In all these difficulties, our faith may be weary, weak, and shaken. The writer to the Hebrews encourages us to hold fast to the confession of our faith, because by faith the ancestors were found acceptable by God, and by this same faith we too will be made whole and complete. we too will rise above our own circumstances. Dear friend, are you troubled and struggling to overcome those troubles with faith that is weak, seemingly helpless, and almost gone? Don't focus on your problems, but focus on Jesus Christ, the great high priest, and let your faith enable you to look past the circumstances of your life. One day, John Wesley was walking with a troubled man who expressed his doubt as to the goodness of God. He said, "I don't know what I shall do with all this worry and trouble." At the same moment, Wesley saw a cow looking over a stone wall. "Do you know," asked Wesley, "why that cow is looking over the wall?" "No," said the man who was worried. Wesley said, "The cow is looking over the wall because she cannot see through it." Dear friend, that is what you must do with your wall of trouble. Look over it and avoid it. Faith enables us to look past our circumstances and focus on God. Have faith in Jesus and be faithful. God our Father, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. This we believe but scarcely begin to understand. We find your glory too great for words. Yet we can see your glory. We see it in the wonder of creation. We see it in the life that you've given to men and women. We see it in the events of history. And most clearly, we see your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. So we can come today to join with all your people, past, present, and to come, and say, "Holy, holy, holy, mighty Lord God, all space and all time and beyond, show forth your glory, now and always." Father, your love for us is without end, yet our love for you and for one another is weak, often interrupted by self-centeredness, distrust, vindictiveness. Whenever we come together to pray to you, we have to acknowledge that much of our life deserves your displeasure, that our life together is too often disfigured by our selfishness and self-love. Forgive us, we pray, and restore us to fellowship with you and with one another, and help us to trust you with our challenges and know that you hold our lives and our future in your hand. Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen.